All right, good afternoon, dear listeners of Eagle FM. It's exactly 34 minutes past 2, and you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. It's a Monday. I don't know whether it's a blue or black purple Monday, but we are within. And today, I have something for you guys, which is I want us to actually know the difference between some things. Yeah, the difference. Hey, Bush.
Yes.
It's a blue or black or purple Monday. It's, you are within.
It's a normal Monday to me.
You are within.
I'm within.
Mm-hmm.
The mood is in me.
The mood is in you.
And I know some are still on holiday. They're at work, but they're still on holiday. Their bodies are still on holiday. They are physically there, but mentally they are somewhere else. They are still on holiday. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, even some, if you ask them right now, how's your holiday? It was sweet, but short. So, but then I don't know how long should one's holiday be. Is it 3 weeks? A whole month? Some went for even 3 weeks, but they are still not satisfied with it.
Yeah.
Well, some just got a week. And a week.
Some didn't get any.
Yes, they are yet to go, you know. Now some are busy coming back. Some have started already today. Some is next week. Some is within the week. Some, they are yet to go on holiday after the others come back. Mm. So, yeah. And anyways, a very good afternoon to the Eagle FM listeners. You are now tuned into the Afternoon Breeze with Francinas, with Mbushes, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. And if you have also just tuned in, you are not probably going through with your frequency wherever you are, you can listen to from our website. That's www.eaglefm.com.na. And also, if you have missed on any show during the course of the week or weekend, you can go into our podcast and enter the date, the show, of the name of the show that you have missed, the date, or any way you want to search it, and then it will pop up, and then you catch up with what you have been missing for the past days. I know some are on holiday and you're hardly by the radio because now you are busy with your family members and all that. And also our paper will soon be available. I think that will be Friday on the 9th of January 2026. We'll be back with the news that will be happening. And yeah. So anyways, Busha, you may proceed with what you have or what we have for our listeners today.
Yeah, what we have.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's gonna be a long year, né? And people are gonna make...
Obviously, it will be a long year. Just say January will look like a long year to some of us. Not a year, but a month. Hey, I'm already calling January a year.
So it's gonna be a long year, my dear listeners. And I want us to differentiate between needs and wants. What is a need and what is a want? Some of the things we tend to spend money on are actually not a necessity. Yeah, just having it is actually not a necessity, but it's just a want and your peer pressure.
You know, I actually have a question to you and to the listeners. Right now, if you are free or in your free time or what or not, and you sit down and try to think, the things that I have, do I really need them? Or do I really want them? You know, right now, there are some things that you have, but you don't want them. It's just because you see on social media, I see Francina is having this, so I decide that I'm also going to buy it. Not because you need it. It's because you want it. So right now, how many things do you have that you really need? And the things that you have, you just have them because you want to, because you saw someone having it. Then you said, I'm also going to buy it, or also I'm going to make it, or I'm also going to do it. Because you don't need it, but you just want it. Like, let me ask you, Boshe.
Ask me.
The things that you have right now, is most of them, or the things that you have or have you been doing, are most of them wanted
or needed? Most, I would say.
And the things you have, either your needs, or all the things you have, your needs, or majority is the wants and not the needs.
I feel like majority are wants. Like, you know, you wanna vibe with the, you wanna go with the flow. You wanna stand out also.
You want to catch up with your peers.
Yeah, I cannot be behind the stove, but in a show. Yeah, so basically most of the things I would say is they are wants, actually. They are not needs.
And this is when we also find ourselves in debt, mm-hmm. or being broke, and you are stressed,
mm.
and you don't think of, man, why am I broke? Have you ever considered, like, you ran your errands, and then you are now done, and then you sit down, then you'll be like, I have nothing left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Where did the money go to? Where did I go to? I mean, where did I go wrong?
Mm.
Obviously you take the list and see you won't even think of, what did I take that's not important? What did I take that I need? What did I take that I didn't need? Actually, you are just checking, what was that so much expensive that made me broke like this? But then you didn't think of, let me see. And then you found out, I spent this outfit, a whole full suit worth 2.5. And I already have suits in my closet. Mm-hmm. But you just bought it because you like it and you saw someone else having it. And then you look on your receipt, and then you see that it's the suit that you bought, a whole full suit worth 2.5.
Mm.
And then you think of, so this is where my money went. Most of it went to this suit for just 2.5. And you didn't think of, it went for 2.5. And this thing that I bought,
mm-hmm.
do I really need it now? Is there any occasion coming up, or you are just buying it because you want it? But there are other important things that you really, really need to do. But you decided, let me just take it. I know I'll get this 2.5 something somewhere. Or you like, this 2.5, I'll go borrow money. I'll go get a loan somewhere so I can do the other things. But I want this suit. I'll have to buy it. The rest of the things, if I end up having electricity that needs to be, sometimes we have prepaid electricity, right?
Hmm.
So now, you realize that, I have electricity that I need to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, electricity, you cannot, sometimes you buy it, there are some that buy it, they estimate that by month end, it's done and all that. But you put 300 this week for, it's maybe enough for a week or two. I don't know if it will be enough, because it will be around 140, 130 there. And you buy that, and then you end up, and I'm like, I need electricity. But you bought a suit for 2.5. Then you'll be like, it's fine. I'm going to get a loan. You get a loan to buy electricity because you have to have the electricity. Whether you like it or not, you have to have electricity. And this led you into debts because of a suit that could wait, or you could put on lay-by.
But do you really need a suit for 2.5, my guy?
There are some, you know, you want, when you're walking, the people know that this is a branded thing that's from where.
Yeah, those are the things people are.
You are not doing it because you need it. You want it, and you want to show the others that you are capable of.
I'm capable. Mm-hmm. I know my friend is having techies for 3.5. I'm also going to get it because I'm a man. I also need them. How?
And mind you, sometimes these people that you're trying to impress and all that, they don't care about you. Yeah. They don't care what you are wearing. Some are busy focusing on their life, on how to find a way to put their life in order. You know, the necessary things, the important things.
Mm.
Now it's you there on social media. I need also this wig. This wig I have to buy it. I need to buy it. I want it. And you know, you know that you are buying this this week, knowing very well that you have things that are waiting for you that you need to spend money on. Sometimes maybe your parents have called you, your guardian has called you that, no, we are insistent of being assisted with, to at least help us where you can, our water will be cut off and we need to pay up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a relative that you're a sibling that's at school. And you know that they have a monthly cab. And there's just so many things, man, that can't be put on hold, that you need to sort out. But you, because you are stubborn enough and you want, when you are walking there, everyone can see that you are having the new wig, or you are having the latest what and what so not. You are not doing it because you need it, but you're doing it to impress.
Yeah.
So we are spending much on the unnecessary things sometimes.
On the want.
Things that that can wait.
Mm-hmm.
The want can wait. And the need is something that you can't live without it. You know? So if you don't have it, then there's no life. But there is some stress. Hmm? You are stressed because you know when you want something, it sometimes can lead you to do some things that are unnecessary. Or lead you to do so many things. There's so many things that you find yourself doing just because you want something. That's more of also sometimes sacrificing something just because you want to get something.
Entertainment.
You want it. Now you are there and you are asked, you know that you have seen something in the shop. Let me say you saw headsets that you want, or you saw a phone that you want, and now you don't have the money. So you end up buying something because you want to go buy that phone. And then all that way, obviously you are in between, you'd be like, what I'm going to do now to get this, I don't know the end of the day results. But you're still going. You go, you get that money, you buy it. And then you're like, now when I'm going there at work, or when I'm going home at the village, or when I'm going where, they shall see now. They will see me with my new phone and all that. And you know, sometimes, you are doing this. Let me say, for example, now you are home. You are going home. You are going to impress now. You bought the things that you need, that you want, because you want to impress. But you forgot to look where you are from. Now it's you buying a whole expensive phone or car, and not just buying something for your standard because you want to go impress people at home, but you forgot where you are from. And you know how people speak, people talk. You'll be like, she's now having an expensive phone, but the room that she's sleeping in. She's having an expensive car, or he's having an expensive car, but the mother or the parents are going through a lot. The house where they live, you know, but you forgot that you need to, try to upgrade at home. Then you can get this. Yes, it's your hard work money, but the things that you are spending in, the ones that you are spending in, some of them have no lifespan. And this is a home that you are trying to change. You know, you have a sibling that's suffering there that needs financial assistance, taxi and what's or not. But it's you that's gallivanting and all that, trying to impress, trying to compete. Because I saw Francina is like this. And Francina, you don't even know the background of this person. You just see this person is dressed like this, and has everything, and is what, is living their life. And then you decide to, I start copying Francina because I see the way she's dressed, the way she behaves, everything. But I don't know where you are from, what type of family you are from. Maybe you are from a wealth of family. And for me, I'm from a family that's trying here and there. So now I try to catch up with you in everything. From phone to hairstyle to everything, dressing. You are changing yourself because you want. It's also a want. You are changing because you want to. And not need to. So now, you are there trying to catch up and everything, and then you find yourself, you have nothing left with you. Because you want to impress. And you want to compete with Francina. Not knowing where she's getting all this. Maybe Francina is the last born. All her siblings are working and they have well-off jobs. Parents are still working and well-off jobs. And she gets this money from three siblings and also from her parents, her father, her mother. And yet you are still trying to compete with this person.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so it's exactly 50 minutes past 2 and we are quickly going to the marketplace. So we'll be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
The eye. Oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa bra hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
All right, welcome back, Liz, my dear beautiful listeners, because it's a Monday. So it's exactly 51 minutes past 2, and if you are just tuning in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. Of course, I'm the favorite one. So today we are actually differentiating between needs and wants. What is a need? What is a want? What are some of you guys have things that you think, no, I need this, but in reality is that the thing is just a want. Yeah? And if you want to join us and you want to add or you want to correct us, you can actually call us in the studio on 0832888401, 0832888401. I have a question that I've been wanting. This one I would like even Uncle Bernard to just come help us. But Mbushene, this I've is a car a need or a want, especially when you don't have a house?
Let me say that question depends on where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
Like now you say you don't have a house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a want from my side. Okay, it depends. Let me not say from my side, but it depends where you stand financially also. And what have you achieved so far? What have you done so far before you think of a car? Because you can't have a car, but you have nowhere to see. But you can, but it depends. So
it depends
on where you stand. Some would want to have a car first before owning a house. They will be renting and also have a car. There's some that will first prefer buying a house than a car. So it depends.
Mm-hmm.
It depends where you stand.
Depends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are talking about needs and wants. We are not only talking about the materialistic things. We are actually talking like general things, needs and wants. Because obviously having three girlfriends is not a need, it's a want. Having to buy a car first, we don't know. That one, me personally, I wanna know. If somebody must just please call in and correct me or just explain to me, is a car
so
a
that,
need?
That would be a question of the day of. Is a car a need or a want? More especially if you have a house. But let's just keep it in general, like, is a car a need or a want?
Mm-hmm.
So my answer is it depends where you stand.
Yeah. So basically, you'll find somebody, somebody's looking good, you're smelling, everything is on point. go to their room and then you see the suffering the person is going through. There is no electricity. The fridge is looking at you like, wahala. Ne? But when you are looking at this person in public, you are like, yo, one day when I grow up, I want to be like this person. I like the way he or she dresses. You know, you are looking at your mate. Same age, the person is having a 23-inch wigs. I know nothing about wigs, but the wig is Brazilian, and you look at yourself, you are plated with phones. Yeah, with ropes. Yeah, but the other one is having a whole 7 wigs. Yeah. Now, are those really needs, or you are just trying to impress people? I feel like you should buy like food first, and then pay for water bills and electricity for you to go now Sabawell out there and try to show off. Because you cannot be showing off when you don't have food at home, or the people that you are here in Windhoek showing off, but people back there in the north, they don't even have food. The water, they are going to fetch water from the rivers or at the neighbors, while you are here showing off and your mother is there crying hunger. But people are different though, but Sabawell must wait. Yeah. Or you are here, you are trying to act like a whole gentleman, but your own child has nothing. No shoes, no school uniform. He's always the one getting bullied at school, but you are here having an expensive car, expensive clothes, and the phone but the pressure that came with the iPhones there. Yeah, people, everyone, where we go, it's iPhone, 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 iPhone. But the person doesn't even have blankets.
And it's not because you need it, but you just want it.
You just want it because everyone has it. Yeah, pressure. Why are you looking at me?
I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything.
Ah, you are looking at me and you are breathing. Ah, this one was not peer pressure. It was a gift.
A gift of, obviously when you got the gift, you were most busy saying, I also want.
No, I was not even expecting it. Yeah, but either, don't involve me. Yeah, peer pressure is a real thing, guys. Like, you know,
It's not all about peer pressure, eh? Sometimes it's competition. You know, when you have an issue with someone,
mm-hmm.
or you are trying to, I don't know how to put this.
Or you want this certain girl, or
you are trying to impress or show this person that they are not. Maybe let me say, for example, you had a disagreement,
mm-hmm.
and now your guys' relationship is no, it's not going well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to show this person that they are nothing, ne?
Uh-huh.
Their life is still moving on. They are still fine. They are still going well without them in their life.
Mm-hmm.
So they start even buying things because you want to buy the things, not because you need them, but you just want to show this person.
Show, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you are not doing it for yourself. You are doing it for someone.
You feel like my wallet is bigger than his. What do you mean? I have everything, every brand new thing that's gonna come out, I'm gonna have it and show them that I'm the big boss. Hey, chilling with the big boss.
Definitely. You know, I've seen this whereby, I think it's a school learner.
Mm-hmm.
She was in a group of friends that were not like a well-off family, but you can see the families. They are people that have titles.
Yeah, yeah.
And this girl had now such friends,
mm-hmm.
from, I think it's from high school, wait, 11, 12 there, yeah,
mm-hmm.
to varsity and all that. Now, she knows where she's from, but she always made sure that she's catching up with her friends.
Mm.
She always made sure that these friends don't, know what kind of family, with the background of her family, mm-hmm. her background.
Mm-hmm.
So, she went by all means, extra miles, to have what she have, to do what she can do, to be where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Until it went to the extent whereby it almost asked her life. Ne? Because of that. She's young and she ended up being in a relationship with different men. Not because she loves them or what, but because she needs certain things. And she realized maybe, I don't know why she did that, why she did have to multiply them, but she realized that she won't be able to be demanding the things from one person. Obviously, you won't be able to be demanding an iPhone, Brazilian hair, the outfit that you want to be wearing, having always available online, you know, everything that you need, paying up rent and all that. So, cause this girl was, her big sister was close to a friend of mine. So she came crying to her, telling her the story. So she did that and she ended up now having the four guys. So every guy had a responsibility to do. One is to obviously take care of her doing her hair. So she always just mentioned this guy, I'll just ask him money to do my hair. And obviously apparently he used to give extra. So, you know, some gentlemen, they don't know how much it is to do a hair. So she would maybe say it's $500. And she knows that maybe she'll just spend like $200, depending on where she's going to do her. If it's in Katutura, you know, some places are cheap. But I know in town, hairstyles are very expensive. So $500, can even go up to $500, including the braids if you are braiding your hair and all that. So one was supplying airtime to her. Airtime. One was responsible of her rent and all that. And then the other one, apparently is now transport. She had a taxi driver also. Then there's the one that now makes sure she has groceries in her room. So I think, I don't know, maybe someone snitched on her or so. That day, apparently now the house was like surrounded with guys. And she was beaten up. Apparently she was beaten up and in the room. She was beaten up in the room. And, luckily enough, they could hear her scream and all that. And then, and then she went to the hospital and then, until now, they had to settle that, what has happened. And she had to open up and speak why she has been doing what she has been doing. Because obviously you want answers to why would you have so much guys as young as you are? With so many things happening in this world and all that, you're having so much men because of what? And because apparently she was scared her friends would laugh at her because of what she have and where she stands. But, you know, if you know that you are getting into a group of friends that you know that these friends are not of my standard, you just have to move, shift. You eventually get the friends of your standard. Now because you have realized that you want to level up with them. Now you are there, trying to catch up with them. But you just get someone that of your level. You just get those that you can be with and all that. Ah, Francina, say what you want to say because I see your face. You are disagreeing with what I'm saying.
No, I'm not disagreeing there. But by then, you know, we tend to do things just because we want to. One is for transport though. Like, what do you mean? Like, going every guy can't, okay.
No, the other ones, they work, right? So they have a job of 8 to 5, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., depending whatever time they knock off, whatever time they start. And this one, the driver is always available, right? So this driver needs to take her to school. She needs someone to be taking her to school. And you know that, you know, sometimes when you have a big heart, now you know that you have money on you that you can use as taxi money because you know that once it finishes, you're somewhere to get money.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure that this one has has to be taking you to school. And obviously, as a partner and as a boyfriend, obviously he'll be all like, oh, who took you to school today? Or where did you get money from? To get? Or, you know, you question.
But
because you want to be there, you want to be taking your car students to school, and you know that you have your whole car student.
Mm.
And, you know.
So, but by then, they, what were the parents doing? Like, because I feel like another guy is for transport. There's a guy for rent. There's a guy for hay, blah, blah, blah.
What? No, look, Nia, you are, your parents are at home, the north. Let me say, for example. Mm-hmm. Or maybe one of them is not alive. Mm-hmm. Like for Hannah, I don't know if the parents were both alive or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think she only has, she's the firstborn. And she has, I think, two siblings. I just can't remember. It's something that happened way, way back. So I can't really recall.
Mm-hmm.
And she buys what? Now, the mom just hustles, you know. She sells fat cakes and she like a small ngaka top shop sort of thing that sells fat
now, cakes. Now, hey, she wants to live in Hawkland Park.
And she was renting.
Okay.
She was renting guy in these bushes, you know, yeah. And I think the rent was like 800 because it's no electricity, it's just water. It's just the water where you use the kakad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she would always must charge at school and what or not. It's kunekenge. So that's, I think now maybe also the life that made her do what she did. So we can't judge, you know. We don't know why yes. But okay. But then she was later offered by one of the uncles. Not like the mother's siblings, but the uncles, the pitfall uncles, who now offered that he also has like, he had two daughters that were going to school, so like adversity, but they were in like second year.
Mm.
And he was like, no, she should like, you know, come stay with them and then they can all be going together to school because apparently he drops the daughters to school. So on his way to work.
Mm.
So he was like volunteering and all that. And then the money that she was paying for rent, at least she can use it for something else.
Mm.
But then she refused. Apparently in being people's house, it's hard, which is really hard, but you just,
sometimes you just have to pay.
You just have to what? To be strong. And you know, some have been in people's house for even 5 to 6 years. Until they're done school, you just have to. As long as you know what you came for. It's not easy. I know sometimes can be emotional and all draining emotionally.
Yeah.
But we just have to be strong.
Okay.
And be where you are. Exactly 7 minutes past the hour or 3. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. And, we are going for another short commercial break. We'll be right back. And you can call us in studio on 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And we also had a question of the day of, is a car a need or a want? You know, especially if you know that you have nothing that's titled to you yet. And you don't have a place to stay. Okay, you are renting, but you don't have a house in your name and all that. But you don't even have to. It's not a must for you to have a house to your name in order for you to buy a car. But anyways, is a car a need or a want?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Question of the day.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and NF.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Lipuranenge no wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utite okoye ekukulile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana konongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune uto otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM di ai.
Alright, welcome back my listeners, my dear listeners. It's exactly 10 minutes past 3. So if you are just tuned in now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. And today we are actually talking about the needs and the wants, the difference between the needs and the wants. Wants, hey.
Do you have something that you want or what?
Maybe I have something that I want, but I don't want it to be a want. I want it to be, I need it to be a need. And there's a question here. Is a car a need or a want? You can call us in the studio on 0832-888-401. 0832-888-401. Is a car a need or a want?
I thought that was you're going to give your cell phone number.
Because
I'd have said, huh? Are you really here?
My dear.
You are still on holiday, although you are not on holiday.
I was not on holiday. Maybe I'm still in the weekend.
It could be.
It could be. But, we are talking about the people that actually look nice. Just on the outside, but in the rooms and in the fridge is empty. You know, you find a lady looking nice, but yo, but your Dominica now abo asonja. And it's, I wanna blame it on peer pressure, but also people just don't wanna listen. Cause what do you mean? You are just doing things to impress others or to co, I almost said to competition. just for competition, you are competing with others, but you really, your wallet doesn't match up to how you look, actually. So this is what we are actually discussing about. You can come in, you can call in the studio to engage with us about needs and wants. We are not talking this. We are also saying is having three girlfriends a need or a want? Bush. Is having three girlfriends or boyfriends a need or a want?
It's a want. That you decided on your own that you want three of them. I don't know how you support them, but it's what you want.
But no. But everyone have their own responsibility, most like you said. So maybe you do need those responsibilities, especially the
okay. So now you want to say that if someone
I'm
decides,
not saying it, no, it's right.
If someone decides, kucha, I want three girlfriends, so that one will be doing my laundry.
I need
one will be cooking for me.
Yes,
and then one will be I don't know now. What will the other one be doing now?
Yeah.
Housewife. No. Maybe one will be mothering his kids, or I don't know. But then all these things can be done in one woman can do all these three things. Although there's yes, apparently no, she doesn't know how to cook, or she doesn't know how to clean, or she doesn't know how to wash.
I mean, but independent woman.
But still, you can this person can always just learn. You can't have all three of them, Haibo. Even you as a lady now, one is for transport, one is for your cosmetics, then one is for your room in terms of now if you need, if he has to pay rent or buy food for your place. Huh. This person also has a family, Haibo. Now you want some, to use someone's job. No, they are attacking me already because I tried to speak to so to say things.
Okay. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
The
anyways,
is way.
As I was saying, you can't let someone's child be your supplier in everything. He or she is also a human being. Let me say he now. We are like, mostly it's where men go through a lot.
I no lie. It's a lie.
No, they do, guys. You are there saying, he's very stingy. He's not buying what he's not doing.
As a man, why is stingy?
Think of this. He's a whole human being.
Mm-hmm.
He has kids if he has kids. He has family members to help.
But that's
He has siblings to take care of. He has parents to take care of. Mm-hmm. He has so many things to be done. But you're trying to put pressure on someone's child. You know, sometimes, the person just did for you. It's just something simple. Maybe just gave you to go do your hair, or gave you for airtime, or to go buy cosmetics, or to buy food. Or just something. He just did something. You feel like he did nothing to you. While others are suffering, where they wish, I wish it was me. Now you expect the person to be everywhere. Cosmetics is here. Hair is there. Money also. Cash. Pocket money is there. You just want from one person. But yet, you know, Kucha, this person has responsibilities. Take it as your brother. Let me ask you this question.
Ask me, I'll answer
you. It's your brother.
My brother.
And you need things now. You are in need of A and B and C.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you ask your brother, he used to give you. But, and you know that he still has the same job. You know he didn't complain anything. And then you started asking him recently now. There's been a month you ask, he's bringing up some excuse. Remind me when comes the day, don't do it. And then you wonder what's going on. Well, the money is now going to the new girlfriend he met. Now think of this now. It's your brother.
My brother.
Now because you are no more getting the support, you are no more being assisted here and there because of that certain girl that came in his life. You are no more enjoying the money because of the certain woman that came in his life. Now, what would you do?
Now, Mbushe, in this scenario, my brother used to give me. Now he's no longer giving me because of this new girlfriend now.
And the girlfriend is now sucking it out of him, the money now.
Yeah, because there's those girls here.
Yes, now with no mercy. Now always take it as if, what if it was me?
But we are talking, Bushane, here we are talking about, let me say, there are people that tend to spend on, let me say, guys now, spending on women, but then they don't spend on their sisters or brothers, family members. But if a lady just says jump, he will jump high.
He actually ask how high.
How high do you want me to jump?
Yes. Now,
sit. He's sitting. I need your bob cut. Don't send your family. There is that type of a guy. Yeah. And there's a type of guy that is wearing expensive clothes, using expensive perfume, having expensive car.
Luxurious.
Yeah. But at back home,
no assistance.
Yo, there's no assistance. But here in Windu, he's flexing.
That's why now I'm saying. I'm using this as an example of, you're saying, I you are supporting the gentleman, you know that. But I'm just trying to show you that.
You are supporting them.
No, taking it to where the money is going. In terms of now, let's say there's a lady involved. And I'm now saying that us ladies, we demand left, right, and center. Not thinking that this person also has a family to take care of.
That's if you usually used
what,
to give
the money
all
that
of
you used to, you used to buy, to do your hair, buy food, where does it go? He also has a family that he needs to support. Now you are draining him, you are trying to even threaten him. And all that because you like, only if you want.
Yeah, if you don't want.
So, my sister. So these are one of the things that we don't really want, you know, to put that mind that It is what it is. It's what's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's exactly 19 minutes past 3, and if you just tuned in now, you're listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, of course, on your number one talk radio show, Kama Talk Radio Show, Talk Radio, which is Eagle FM, and we are talking about needs and wants. What is a need? What is a want? Eh? We must differentiate between needs and wants. Because there are people spending money on things that are not even necessary. They will not even need it, but they are because of not peer pressure competition.
They will not want it.
Mm. Yeah. Just because of peer pressure.
You know that need and want is somehow a bit confusing also. You get confused in between. Because you'll be like, you feel like want is something that it's a must for you to have. And need it's only if you want to. I don't know if you have realized that, but it's somehow like that.
Only if you don't know the definition of need and want.
But also still need.
Because what do you mean you don't have... Okay,
but still...
You are saying, Bushe, you are saying, I want this expensive watch. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? But you don't have food.
That's what I'm saying, ne?
Mm.
Sometimes we take as a want, it's a must to have it. We have swapped the words around.
Yeah.
You see, that's how we are living with it. We have made it as the want is what we need. And then the need is what we want. That's how most of us are living.
Yeah, because I also must, there was this other girl, it was Nana last year. You know, this Total Sport, I think, they were having a sale of All Stars. Ne? It was sold to 400, I think, 400 and something. Now, this girl, she only gets, I think, a 500 from her parents for food and everything every month. Yeah, 500.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Now, she, you know what she did? Because now people are buying All Stars and she also wants to fit in. She's like, this month, I'm not going to buy food. I'll buy All Stars. Now you are wearing All Stars with an empty stomach. Now you want to look at us that did not buy All Stars. We chose our stomachs because, yeah.
I mean, these shoes are not going anywhere. Okay, the price will change, but the shoes will still be there. There will be a way for you to do
it. You know how girls are like, no, Friday we are going out. We are all wearing All Stars. And then if you just join the others and you will feel like you are left out. Né? But me choosing my All Stars over my stomach, never in a million years.
But pressure. But then apparently clothes can be there forever. Food, you eat it today, it's out later in the day or after an hour, it's out.
Bushe, listen, you only get 500 every month. Ne?
But also the shoes can also be stolen. So it's
exactly
way, whether you have it or not, even if you have it, why
this food you are buying
on the line, then they will do online shopping, you know?
You are going to buy that combo and it's going to walk you through the whole month. Mm-hmm. Now you are wearing all the stars. Okay, you are looking.
They'll also walk her throughout the whole month most.
And on an empty stomach, yeah.
No, what? She has them on her.
Bourgeois are promoting.
She has them on her feet, so she'll walk with them throughout
okay,
the month.
Okay, now, she's hungry now, what? She needs cosmetics now, what?
Maybe she had a plan in mind. Did she not have a plan
No,
in mind?
She did not. She was looking at us. Now, especially me, I was like, go eat your All Stars, my
that
girl.
That thing of, I'll just find who give me to eat or... but there are some that are smart. They can lie to their parents. Ooh, I lost the money.
No, she knows that the mother is also struggling. She knows. This is peer pressure. This is what we call peer pressure and trying to impress people that have nothing to do with you. Just because you saw somebody having something doesn't mean you should also have it.
It's a must.
It's not a must. It's not a need. Wait for you to go maybe so you'll be able to afford these things. For now, you are just a student. Kampala, come down. So, dear listeners, it's a car and need a want. Call us in the studio on 0832-888-401, 0832-888-401. Please come correct us where we are wrong, or you can actually come add more. It's exactly 24 minutes past three. We only have how many minutes?
Six minutes
to go. I feel like time is flying. I just wanna fly. Okay. But we are quickly going for a short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Ripurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijewa ilinawa Ninge kwa tafanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatuimwe bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali. Ile kongerewa, nora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu batatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. Oh, we only have 3 minutes. Bushe, what do you have to say, your last words? Today I want to hear your last words.
Am I dying? I rebuke, my dear. I'm full. I have a whole life that I need to enjoy.
No, I'm not like saying you are dying. Give your last words to the listeners.
Anyways, my last words for the day, not for the year, for the month, for the day. So, it's January. It's back to school time. It's almost the time to go back to school. Mm-hmm. Registrations are about to start, they're about to start. School learners are going back to school. Next week, Monday, they'll be back to school. This is a time where parents are busy running around with stationaries and uniforms and so many things to prepare their kids to go back to school. Some are going back to hostel. It's just a lot that's going on. And this is a time now where, the parties were there. The parties are now over.
Yeah.
And some are left with nothing. Some are left with 50% of what they need to buy.
Mbushe. Apparently, on my campaign, I'm going to miss the rain.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. But guys, this is something that we know that happens every year. But we are still failing to plan.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow we talk about planning.
Planning. Mm. Planning ahead.
Mm-hmm. Planning ahead.
Yeah.
So, like I said, now it's the time that you need to go to the shops. Mm-hmm. But you had the chance of knowing what you need and want for December.
Mm-hmm.
But you decide to be stubborn enough and go for the wants because of what you see your age mates doing, not knowing what they have done. So let's consider what we need. Before you rush into something, you know, sometimes you do something or thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Before you rush into buying something or doing something, first think, do I really want this?
Need is the key word.
Okay. But obviously you are buying something and you'll be like, okay, do I really need this thing?
You want it, but you don't need it. Yeah? You need it. Yes.
Do I really? This is now the chance, the side of wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really want this? Or it should be on hold and consider what I really need. Because now you feel like you need it, but you just want it.
Mm-hmm.
So differentiate between these two when you go into a shop.
Yes.
Or even right now when you are buying whatever you are buying.
Mm-hmm.
Consider these two keywords. Do I really need it?
Mm.
Or do I just want it?
Exactly.
Or do I want it or I just need it? You know? So let's go for the necessary things. Let's not be influenced or copy and paste or copy what we see what's happening.
Yeah.
Some of you know you once did something like this previous years ago or just recently,
mm-hmm.
and you learned a lesson, but you're still repeating the same thing. So it's best to figure out, to sit and think. If you know that you are struggling to think of it, you are starting to understand if you really need it or want it, call someone that you trust or know that I'm in the shop and I see this. Do you think, I don't know, then use, and if you are going to buy something that you want, how is your finance? Are you fine? If you are sharp, you can take it. But if you know that if you take this, you'll be broke, and you think of end of January, there's still like 4 weeks to go.
Mm-hmm.
So let's consider what we really need and not what we want. And, like I said, it's now back to school. Back to work. Some are back to work already. Some are yet to be back to work next week. And some are planning to go on holiday, on leave and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's travel safely, guys. Let's drive safely. Let's put the alcohol on hold. I'll forever be preaching this. Let's put the alcohol on hold and consume it when you are home, knowing that you have nothing else to go do.
Mm.
You know? And let's drive safely. Let's follow the rules.
I'm pushing your head.
Let's follow the rules, mm-hmm. and let's adhere to the rules of the road. And yes,
okay,
it's a goodbye to me.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy the rest of your Monday.
Yeah, bro. It's Monday. Okay, from me, Francina Pabo. Just drive safe, be safe, don't drink and drive. Of course, keep listening to your number one talk radio.
Station,
which is, of course, Eagle FM.
And tune in for Matthias, who will be taking over from now on till 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to catch up on our website, that's www.eaglefm.com.na. Or catch up with your shows on the shows that has been happening for the past days or weeks or months, on the podcast. And do get yourself ready for the edition, the newspaper edition that will be out from Friday the 9th until December again. It's a goodbye.